Well, this is Fionn Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 6th of December. Today I'm talking about going back to the drawing board because our Tuesday topic, number 201, that comes out today, is called Back to the Beginning. Those situations where, for whatever reason, the consultation you ran with sometime ago has to be done all over again. And what's inspired this thought piece is the realization that we're surrounded right now in the Consultation Institute by a number of situations, and they're all different, where this is actually happening. In one case, there's a planning authority. They thought they had to produce so many hundreds, indeed thousands of houses, and with the demise of the regional spatial strategies, all the dialogues that they held about that now seems to be irrelevant, and they have to start afresh to look almost parish council by parish council, because we now get into the era of neighbourhood planning. What exactly will local people want, or indeed not want? Then we have another situation in the National Health Service, where despite the most meticulous planning, and despite an extensive consultation, when it came to the last general election, politics intervened and the ambitious plans of the NHS to rationalise some of the services also had to go by the board. A third example, and one that many people will have read about in the papers, is in the case of county councils who have lost legal challenges to their consultations. And the case I have in mind, it's about libraries, but there have also been cases on social care. And in all these occasions, somebody's having to say, do we start all over again? Or can we resume? Can we pick up where we left off? Are there some things that we didn't do that a judge maybe has pointed out, or indeed the public has pointed out, that enables us to do what we did before, but tick rather more boxes or tick them rather more carefully? Now, our thinking is that more often than not, there needs to be a clean break. And we have thoughts as to what a clean break might be. And that what we do a second or a third time round has to be different. And in the Tuesday topic, we've made some suggestions as to what some of those differences might actually be. Of course, the most important thing of all is that the second time round, it is more credible. Now, the government's been there because with the NHS reforms, the first time round consultation, though it attracted 6,000 responses, didn't have credibility. And they had to go over and do it once again, or a further iteration of it, something that you'll know of as the Professor Steve Field inquiry that took place earlier on. So the prime attribute of doing it again is that it's done with greater credibility. Now, there are many other aspects to this rather interesting subject that we would like to develop, and I'm sure if people hearing this feel impelled to do so, you can contact us at the Consultation Institute to pick our brains further. So this is Fionn Jones, Consultation Institute, talking about Tuesday topic 201.